Arian hadn't taken LSD that much. Each time had been so different. It was a totally different and all-embracing experience. Yet never had he penetrated so deeply into the mystery. It was all so real, more real than real. He didn't doubt it at all. How could he doubt whatever he was? Deep down within himself, he knew he saw the truth. He knew he would never forget this moment as long as he lived. It seemed to him his whole life had led to this very moment. Arian strained harder to listen. He held so still that the rhythm of his heart slowed way down before it ceased entirely. Its thumping had been loud in his ears. He silenced it himself. He simply willed it to stop. There was no breath and no pulse. The sound now buzzed and hummed in his ears. He'd heard sounds like this at a concert once. It was close to this. There were buzzes like the teeth of giant blades biting into forests of wood, like swarms of bees in vast clouds around his head. There were choruses. It sounded like voices, millions of them blended in a cosmic chorale, entwined with millions of birds peeping and chirping and squawking and calling, and billions of clocks ticking and chiming. And the tingle in his spine was now a cool force, like a finger of flame, with the chill of an icy mountain stream pushing inexorably upward to his head. The rushing within and without him was now exceedingly great, and his visual perspective became a swirling vortex that seemed to reach up into the sky. "It's like one awesome machine," he thought aloud, "but it doesn't think." At this moment, something inside of him touched him. He felt it. It was unmistakable. It could only have come from without. It was like a thought in substance, yet a solid thing that did not originate from himself. And the quality of thought here, where he now perceived, was definitely a physical thing. And this particular thing touched him in the only possible place it could have to convince him it knew where to find him. How could anything have known to touch him there? "It does think!"